Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2¾ cents, 5.22¾, December wheat up 4½ cents at 7.21½, and November beans up 7¾ cents at 12.91. I'm running a bit late here. Right now it's 9:38. We've got corn down a half, wheat up 6½, beans up 10½, oil is up 75. Interesting, the crude oil has broken 50 cents off its highs. It's now trading steady on the day. The dollar is down 13 ticks. But we did sell 130,000 metric tons of beans to China this morning, so that's a little bit helpful. Certainly looks like China bought some beans overnight. We rallied from 76 up to about 92-ish, about a 17-cent rally. And we're moving higher here today. Certainly signals to me the Chinese are in here buying. I don't know if it's going to hold up or not. We've generally been making our highs in the first half hour or so, and then backing off. We'll see if that follows the pattern here today. I'm still very concerned about the fund length and the corn. They're long 230,000 contracts of corn in a technical environment where they ought to be short. But are they going to hold through next week until we get to the report? We'll see. But if there are changes on the acres, you got to think that there'll be more acres, not less. So they didn't say they were going to change the acres. They said if there was going to be a change, they would do it on the September report instead of the October report. Monday night starts the Jewish New Year. The old saying around the Board of Trade, sell the Jewish New Year, buy it back 10 days later on the Jewish Day of Atonement. So that might work here, particularly if the funds want to bail out of some of these long positions. Dow Jones is down 120. That's due to the unemployment figures, which were terrible. They had 225. They were looking for 725. The Dow was a little bit higher early after the announcement, and now we've broken 180 points off the highs. So that could be a little bit troublesome later on for the grains if the Dow decides to sell off. Obviously, COVID having some impact on employment out here. So overall, maybe a little bit of a rally day here, a little continuation from yesterday, but I really don't see much in the way of fundamental news, excuse me, except the Chinese buying that would really support this market. New Orleans is still closed down, so I think that continues to be a problem long term. So, you know, I think it's going to be the market waiting to see what the results are next week on the supply and demand report. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.